Welcome back to Just Roll With It, and part two of our Behind the Magic arc, where we are taking you along on a reality show slash mockumentary style fantasy adventure. In our last episode, we introduced everyone to our lineup of characters, including Bane, a wizard played by our friend Yvonne, Biggus Stevis, a social justice barbarian played by Steve, Mothman, a timid seer cryptid creature played by Peter, Sapphire, an attention-seeking tiefling sorcerer played by Corey, and Thea, the very timid but also extremely loyal ranger played by me, Kelsey. In this episode, we will be diving into the beginning of this adventure, seeing what preparations this party has to make before they head off, and generally just seeing how the dynamics in this group are going to work out. So, without further ado, let's jump into it.
We're almost ready to play. We just need to cover how the three acts flow into each other. Each act starts with sensory details, continues with 3 to 5 scenes, and ends with the confessional. At the start of an act, each player will offer a sensory detail for that act's setting. For example, the howl of nearby wolves, the stench of rotten flesh, the flutter in banners with royal colors. This helps ease the players into the setting and smooths the transition. After you've all added a detail, start pitching and playing out scenes. Acts should have 3 to 5 scenes, though players are welcome to make more. Once the group is satisfied, you can advance to the next confessional. And then we conduct that as normal. But I think we should just do scenes for now. And then I'll read that part.
Okay.
So, at the start of the act, each player will offer sensory detail for that act. So we are starting in the Enchanted
Kingdom.
Enchanted Kingdom. That's what it was. Yes. So, does anybody have any sensory details they want us to start with for that?
Ooh. I want to go first, if I can.
Go ahead.
Pies warming on windowsills. The scent of them.
Ooh. I like that.
Very nice.
Can I go next?
Sure.
The sound of seabirds calling in the air.
Very nice.
Then I shall add the bright sun of a early autumn day on all of our faces and warming the cobblestones.
Children running around and playing some weird game with a stick.
I think it's called stick game. Sorry.
Wait, no, is it wheel and stick or stick ball? These are two incredibly important games.
They just have one stick.
Okay.
For the entire kingdom? Man, that's rough to be a kid.
What kind of enchanted kingdom is this with only one stick?
No, it's just the dozen kids and they have one stick that they are playing with.
Oh, so it's sword. Okay.
That must really suck for the other kids who don't have a sword.
Yeah, no, it's I have a sword and I'm going to slice you all with it. It's a pretty common game. All
right, so this is a cutthroat place. The children learn early. Only the strongest survive.
All right, kids, let me teach you about capitalism.
Who wins? The person with the biggest stick.
Also, yes, there is only one stick. Have fun.
Speak loudly and hit people with sticks. Nailed it.
So what we're saying is Biggus Stevis was raised here?
Biggus Stevis is about to go over and break the stick into 12 pieces.
Mm-hmm. Equity.
Has a stick.
Sorry, 11 pieces. The kid who started with the stick doesn't get one anymore.
Equity, not equality.
All right. Kelsey, you need to give a sensory detail still.
Let's go with like there's a soft breeze. So even though it's bright and sunny out, it's not too, too hot.
I could see it like oceanside breeze.
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
We seaside.
Mm-hmm. Seaside's good.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, it is better down where it's better.
Take it from me.
Does anybody have any scenes they want to do?
I mean, I like the idea of either like the assignment scene, like who's assigning us stuff, or like assigning some people stuff, or a scene where we all meet each other for the first time, because most of us are strangers, but not all of us.
I'm into quest assignment, like the quest giving. I think that's going to give us some story beats for later in the game.
Mm-hmm. I like both of them, to be honest.
Well, we can do five.
Yeah, we can do so many different scenes.
We can do from 3 to 5 and even more.
We could do a team building scene in like a pub.
Team building exercises?
Team building exercise 99. Yeah.
All right, so let's start with, I think if we're going to do all three of those, we should start with meeting each other first.
I think. Oh, like in the lobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like somebody like ushers us all in and is like, here's the rest of your party. Somebody will be with you soon.
Perfect. Okay, so meet each other, quest giving, pub hangs. / gathering supplies. I guess pub hangs and gathering supplies could be different scenes.
Yeah. I mean, it's the beginning, right? Like act one, like I don't think there's too much to do.
What other suggestions did they have? They had a bunch of like things that you could do.
Oh, accidentally cause trouble with the locals, get to know each other's backstories and motives, establish party dynamics, who takes the lead, travel through friendly lands. Create a strategy for the quest. Hear rumors of trouble ahead. Stock up at a local merchant. An ally prepares you for the journey.
I think we definitely have to have like a haggling scene with a local merchant.
All right.
Mm-hmm. For some magic items or some shit.
Local merchant haggling. All right. Do we want to cause trouble with the locals? No. Sounds like a no.
Maybe
I want to, but I don't know how.
I think if it happens, that one will come naturally.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to focus on maybe just the first scene. And then once we like figure that out, I feel like it'll be easier for us to pick the second scene. Yeah, if that makes sense.
So is that
off of that?
So would that be more of a party dynamic or a backstory motive kind of vibe?
I think a bit of both.
Okay. First impressions.
And I mean, just because the game is like, don't leave the party doesn't mean we can't split the party. So if like some people want to go to the merchant and other people want to go like talk strategy, like that's fine.
From what I remember, splitting the party is like semi-encouraged.
Yeah, because that way you have somebody to just play the NPC.
Mm-hmm.
And also just for different character things.
Yeah.
I have an idea for our potentially the last of the five. We can also like go from there, but maybe like actually going to the entrance of the underworld where we're going to have to.
Mm.
Now that we've decided.
Like a segue scene.
Yeah.
Like a transition,
like,
yeah.
Like a travel vibe or like arriving at the mouth or something like that. I feel like that'd also be a good time to like stop and like once we like get our candids.
Mm.
Arriving at the mall to the underdog.
So maybe is it okay if I take narrative control here and just kind of lay out a scene if we're going to start off with just like the beginning of our adventure?
Please do.
So, in the center, the town forum, the kingdom forum, a great stage is erected. There's like a warm, almost like fantastical vibe going on. But on top of the stage is a podium with many well-dressed folks kind of calling out. And the crowd is full of other adventurers and contractors, as you will. And as kind of everyone's hustling and bustling, a hush falls over the crowd as maybe someone walks up and announces, thank you all for coming and applying for the position to take down, checking notes, evil camp wizard. I think it.
Makov.
You are all extremely capable individuals on a spectrum. And it is with great honor that I am here to kick us off. As you venture out into the world and defeat / capture evil camp wizard Markov. And as like the camera pans, there's like a whole hodgepodge of like various characters. Like maybe there's like ogres and like orcs and things like that. Some people look very interested in this, like really gung-ho. And some people are like, it's another paycheck. And some people are like basically falling asleep. But I think our characters might be in the crowd in some kind of state of, yeah, this is how we kick things off.
Do we want to get a short like description of how everybody's waiting? Like waiting for this announcement of who's getting called to join the quest?
I'll start. Bane is only visible in the shade of a like alleyway because you see sparkles coming off from where she is. Every once in a while you see a very pale hand swipe out trying to, like as if to remove the sparkles. But other than that, you can't see her face.
I think Mothman is very noticeable because there's just like a group of really short people around them. Not like short for like human standards, like not like hobbits and dwarves and all that stuff. Like Mothman's probably like a head and a half taller than the average human too.
Mm.
So they're just like standing there looking around, very quiet, and then they probably like sneeze or something, and there's just a cloud of powder around them, and everybody's just like, oh god, come on, and they just like move away a little bit, and Mothman's just like, well, sorry, bless me, sorry.
And Biggest Stevus is there, and one person who's clearly like just struggling through it, Biggest Stevus is like, hey, they can't help that is how they are. And I need you to understand that. This is a valid way to be. And then Biggest Steve just shoves them. Just like pushes them.
Damn.
Nerd.
People nerd. Also can't help having allergies, dude.
And I think Mothman goes over and puts a hand on Biggest Steve's shoulder and is like, thank you. In my culture, we have a friend for people like you. I do not know the translation.
Biggest Stevus would love to hear it in your native tongue. I think you have a beautiful language.
You do yeah. The show on purpose. Okay, well, it is. It goes something like.
Wow, that is so rich. I will never forget that. But I could never reproduce that on command, even if you asked me.
I was about to say, do not feel like you have to recreate it. I understand that the Mothman tongue is very difficult for humans to recreate.
Thia and Sapphire?
Yeah. Thia, are we sitting together?
Probably.
All right. Then Sapphire, like, has your hands like in a death grip, basically. She's like, I have to get this. If I don't get this, I'm gonna drown this whole room. I swear to God.
Don't please be fine. Please don't drown anyone.
We're gonna get this.
And we're not gonna drown anyone if we don't.
Well, then we just better get it, hadn't we?
Apparently.
Yeah, just manic and like, we're gonna get this, it's gonna be fine. We're gonna be on the hull of it, it's going to be fantastic. The Magic Mouth is going to be, we're going to be all over the kingdom. We're going to be famous. Mm-hmm. And then Mom will have to love me. I mean, what?
That's, yes, of course. That's absolutely how this is going to work, I'm sure.
So, a hush kind of goes through the crowd as like another announcement is being made. And the person on the podium says, of course, as per tradition, all of you will be assigned groups of no more, no less, four people exactly. Five people, sorry.
I was about to say, one of us just got voted out already.
Damn it, we didn't even have the chance to grab the immunity idol.
Joke's on you, I already have it.
For those of you that have already come to this call to action, this call to adventure, this call to adventure is where I should have stopped. You can, of course, head off, get your supplies. You should have been supplied already with a map of how to proceed. But for those of you who remain and are looking for groups, of course, we will use our sorting hat. And, you know, an assistant comes up with a hat, has like a face on it. And then very painfully, this person just like starts putting their fist inside of it and just like pulling out names. So this is going to take a very, very long time, which I think gives us a little head start.
Bane in the corner is kind of muttering to herself and in the alley and looking through the paperwork that came with the audition, being like, wait, there's multiple teams going? Oh my God, this is ridiculous. This is outrageous. I thought we were the...
Biggest Stevus wants to say to you, Bane, that I understand this can be very stressful, but I think with our head start and given the idea that we're amazing, I'm not too worried about it. And then he looks over at a group that has like another four people and just reaches out and grabs their map and just like crumples up into paper and throws it somewhere else.
Pause quick. Have we all actually met each other before now?
I was under that impression, but maybe we don't have to. Maybe it's like, oh, yeah, so what are you feeling?
I feel like we hadn't.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Like, I thought this was a scene for all of us to meet each other.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, well, yeah,
it we could can be do, that we were just that. Told to go to group A.
Yeah, so like, we, after our little, like, mini scenes, our names are called and they usher us to a small room where we meet each other.
So yeah, in the case of that scene, if it just happened, Bane would grab Biggest Stevus and say, how did you know that name?
We all have name tags here.
Bane looks down. Their name tag is written in a really like nicely flourished hand and is also somehow covered in the sparkles from Mothman. And she just goes, oh, yes. Well. And then just kind of scoots away.
Gremlins away.
She's like, oh, my apologies. I believe I got a little bit. And let me just, and goes to like brush off the name tag and gets more powder on it.
Bane is taking very like deep laborious breaths. They're audible. It's like kind of a...
Okay. Calm down. Do you not know a dry cleaning spell? Because that's like basic. Do you need help?
The look that you get from Bane is one of pure spite and rage. And she starts opening her grimoire.
Uh-huh.
Glaring at you. Lands on a page. Looks at it, then sighs and flips to an actual page that has a dry cleaning spell on it. And to herself, she just says, it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter. What matters is our plan. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine.
You don't seem fine, but okay.
Mothman leans down to Biggest Stevus and is like, who are they talking to?
Biggest Stevus assumes each other.
I meant the part where she said that they have a plan. Do we have a plan?
I assume yes, because, you know, we are going to do this, and the way you do things is with a plan. Isn't that right?
I just tend to do things.
I was going to say, Bane just looks at you. And we've established that we are all, like, Bane knows that we're all going to be on a team, all five of us, together.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Bane just looks and says, yes, it's fine. You can calm down, Mothman. Now is not the time for fear. That comes later.
Oh my God.
Why would I feel fear? What's there to be afraid of? Are there birds around? I don't trust birds.
You're afraid of birds?
Yes, birds are the natural predator of the Mothman.
And Bane pulls out a notebook and says, I'm going to have to make some adjustments, excuse me. And pulls out what appears to be a full plan. labeled revenge, underline, and starts making some notes and adjustments.
And Mothman leans back over and Biggest Stevus and is like, I believe the plan involved birds, and now it won't.
I think Biggest Divas thinks it's really important to lay out these boundaries. I think that's how we're really going to feel each other out and make sure that, you know, this becomes a very good found family.
A what now?
You know, a found family. Like, we're all in this together. We're like, we're you know, a unit, right?
Oh, I'm not here to make a family. I'm just here to kill a wizard and get my name in lights.
Oh, yeah, no, totally valid. Like, I plan on cutting off its head. But while we do that...
The Mothman's family was eaten by birds.
Okay,
That's tragic.
That's terrible.
So no birds at all.
I would appreciate none.
No birds at all. Underline, underline, underline. And Bane also looks up at Biggest Stevis and says, I'm fine with family. It can be factored in. And she also, on the one side, her quill shifts to like a pink glitter pen. And she writes family and draws a little heart around it.
Aww.
Do you awe audibly?
Oh no, that's out of character. Absolutely not.
That was us, I think, out of character.
No, Biggest Divas does.
Bane looks and goes, no, I'm a necessary evil, and like goes back to eliminating birds from her plan.
I think Mothman is like, may I borrow that pencil for a second?
It's the same pen, but she does hand it over and pull out another pen from within the shadows.
And Mothman just draws next to the heart a more anatomically correct heart. He's like, I believe this is what you meant to draw.
Bane accepts that and switches the ink to red and then blue and then then fills in the rest of the sections and then has like little arrows pointing out from like where the blood should pump.
Oh, so you do know what a heart looks like. I do not understand why humans keep drawing hearts that way. I've never seen a heart that looks like that.
Hopefully by the end of this, you'll see what Makov's heart looks like.
Damn.
Okay.
And it's really intense.
Dark, yeah.
Very.
Again, necessary evil.
Just Biggest Divas thinks that maybe shifting topics here, very smoothly, casually. So what is the plan? I figure we should go and maybe stock up a little bit. I don't know how long this is going to be, but, Biggest Divas is going to need snacks.
Oh, we'll definitely need to go shopping before we leave. I don't think the underworld, has anything good, honestly.
Pomegranates.
You're not supposed to eat those.
No, I wouldn't eat those there.
Well, I mean, you can't eat them, but I can. They help, you know, create the physique that I have now.
So they also trap you there, potentially.
Yeah, I don't want to be a shadow thing, thanks. I'll just, like, take real food.
No, me either.
The underworld is beneath the world, correct?
That's how language works, yeah.
There are probably plenty of worms there for the Mothman to eat.
Gross.
I don't know if I'd advise eating anything from the underworld. We probably should just bring stuff for ourselves.
Bane has her notebook out. She starts going, oh, fine, and starts adjusting what was clearly a very intense budget spreadsheet.
a meal plan and everything.
And being like, okay, all right. I suppose we can move some things over here. We could always kill those birds that I was planning on using and eat them. And just starts muttering to herself about rationing gold and
what
supplies
kind of
and
birds?
Stuff.
Because I can't eat albatross, like, religiously.
Bane goes, it's always something.
Well, excuse me for having religious beliefs.
Biggest Stevis hears you and respects that.
Thank you, Biggest Stevis.
The Mothman only eats insects and grub.
Does anyone else have any other dietary restrictions?
Oh, no gluten, dairy, meat if we can avoid it. I can eat it in a pinch, but...
Do you have anything you do eat?
Yeah, anything without gluten and dairy in it.
But not meat if we can avoid it.
Yes, like good vegan food.
I'm not vegan. I'm ovo lacto vegetarian.
Bane looks down at the, there's another spreadsheet beside, and these are all like hand-drawn, beside the spreadsheet that was with the budget, and it was a menu, and she just reaches into her notebook and grabs it and scrunches it and throws it in the trash along with the map that Biggest Stevis had chucked earlier.
I'll handle her meals, don't worry.
Bane puts a hand on your arm. It is very cold. You know what? No. Bane puts a hand on your shoulder upside down.
Oh my god.
What?
And says, thank you for stepping up. You are a true member of this found family.
Thank you.
And Bane looks like kind of befuddled and says, you are welcome. And then starts going back, writes in the notes on the page that was just like previously ripped out, like the pain after it, writes, friend will handle it.
The Mothman will look about their own food as well. There are insects everywhere.
Mothman will handle it.
I found these flies and worms right over there.
Okay. Biggest Stevis, as a value member of this found family, Biggest Stevis thinks that maybe I'll take care of maybe grabbing some supplies and rations. Just, you know, gonna need money for that. So maybe I could, you know, grab a little bit of gold pieces and, you know, I'll go grab some for all of us.
The Mothman is intrigued by this transaction of gold for items, and will follow the Biggest Stevis to see how these work.
It's not that interesting, really.
On the contrary, Biggest Stevis has so much to talk to you about capitalism, and just really, it's in stages, and I gotta tell you what stage we're in right now, and I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Bane reaches into her cloak of just a shadow, and pulls out a small little like satchel fully with a money sign drawn on it.
Right. The dollar sign, yeah.
The dollar sign. And reaches in and pulls out a very specific amount of coins, like dropping some gold ones and picking up silver ones, and then just holds out her spindly, cold, white hand with for Biggest Stevis to take some coinage.
Yeah, they're gonna take that. So yeah, Mothman and I, we're gonna peace out. Anyone wanna come with us? Totally fine.
Are you getting all the supplies?
I figure I handle all the food. I mean, how long could this journey be? Like 1-2 days?
That, I think you're underestimating things a little.
Bane flips to another page in the notebook, and it's like the dad's wallet with pictures, like a schedule kind of like folds out, and Bane says, but the days and the time it will take.
I was just joking. I'll get enough food for all these days. Okay.
Bane takes your hand and writes down, I'm going to say 8. I figure 8 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Writes down 8 on your hand.
Gotcha. Infinite days. All right.
All of that little amount of money can buy food for infinite days. Capitalism truly is interesting.
Okay.
That's okay.
if we're thinking of ending off, we know that getting supplies is another scene that's coming up, but are we not doing get the mission anymore? Like, I figure we have the mission now.
Yeah, it sounds like we've got the mission.
Could we maybe go get some intel from an ally or a connection?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking. Bane might be going to a friend of a friend to get some intel.
Thea and I are going for magic items and potions and stuff. I'll need some money.
Before this scene ends, the Mothman's going to go around and give each person a hug. And she'll be like, the Mothman hopes that this newfound family is not eaten by birds.
Do not touch me.
Bane has accepted her fate. And will accept a hug and realize that she has been molded by more than the shadows. Now she's being molded by her friends.
Aww.
She didn't see light until she was already a woman. And you know what? It's not as blinding as she thought it would be.
Oh. Because Steve is good for a hug. Let's do a hug.
The Mothman looks over at Sapphire and goes, very well. I will give you I believe the humans call it an air hug. And they just, flap their wings violently. Spreading powder across the room.
A bunch of other adventurers, their maps and, other plants are just, blown off the tables and stuff like that. You've ruined their day.
Just, there's a typhoon in this fucking room.
The Mothman is just like, well, we should be leaving now.
We should go. In response to Sapphire's money, please, Bane will reach into her same money sack and ask again. And she'll hold up a list based on the spreadsheet and say, what are you buying?
Magic items, potions, stuff that we're actually going to need to fight a wizard.
And by magic items, you mean?
Weapons? Probably some cool cloaks and shit too, but
wait, you don't have a weapon?
I mean, I assume everyone here has weapons, but I can get us better ones.
Bane is like, well, if you think you can get us better weapons.
Oh, honey, I'm an accomplished shopper. I know I can get us better stuff. And I can redo your look too if you need it. But you kinda need it.
She is remarkably good at both of those things. And Thea's slightly cringing. But
still wearing your green outfit.
She has been on the receiving end of this before.
Is your makeup on point, though?
I don't let her out of the house without, having touched her up a little bit.
Mm. I mean, Bane could use some moisturizer with SPF, so Bane will hand over a substantial amount of money for prep. However, it does make the bag quite a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Bane says, well, okay, I have some meetings to attend to that shall assist us in our endeavors, in our vengeance, in our plans. Meet back at the pub.
Oh, yeah. See you in, a couple hours.
Sorry, Biggest Evis, what was the name of the pub again, Bane?
The pub's name was The Judge's Bones.
Damn, okay.
Jesus, okay.
I can tell that Bane chose this bar.
Yeah.
I may or may not be playing word association in the room I'm in. But I stand by it. The judge's
bones.
I like it. That's powerful.
It's good.
Yeah, so you just turn left off of Main Street, and then it's the one with all the daisies out front.
Didn't that used to be like a fantasy Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, but no one's going out anymore, right? This is irrelevant. I am on a schedule. And before Bane leaves and kind of wisps out the door, Bane turns back to everyone and says, good luck. And then leaves. That's it. Just awkward beans.
Gotcha.
Aww.
So good. Aww. So we're splitting up. Mothman and Biggest Stevus are going to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And Sapphire and Thea are doing magic items.
Yep.
And where's Bane going?
Bane is going to meet up with a friend to get information on what potentially Makov could be up to.
Ooh. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Oh, you know what? Also, we need, before this is over, we need a team name.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like Sapphire and Thea will be, like, really good at this.
How dare you?
You say that, but the original party they came from was named after the original version of Sapphire.
Kelsey, how dare you assume that I would name us Sapphire Swords or something else?
I was thinking the Sapphire Shadows.
You would.
The Shadowy Sapphires.
Okay, everyone keep it in back of your mind. We need a name for the squad.
It's going to be great when we get over to the villain and be like, he's just going to be like, it's you, the, I'll be honest, nobody has come up with a name for you. There's rumors about you, but I don't know who you are.
It's the Suicide Squad.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
We can workshop it. We got time.
It's a work in progress. It's whip.
We'll circle back.
I would, and don't feel like you have to, but I actually would love to know more about Sapphire and Thea. Yeah. I think that's a really cute relationship, and I would love to see more.
Friendship.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we end up, ye old magic items shop or whatever, and immediately Sapphire is immediately going into haggling with whoever is behind the counter for some whatever fantastic potions and magical items they might have.
A potion seller?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like you want to be a potion seller.
Who, it, me?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can I have an assistant?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, this is obviously a boutique magic item shop. So you have to have an assistant.
All right.
They're called a sales associate.
Yeah.
This is my assistant, Minecraft.
Hello, hearty adventurers. How might I help you this day?
Hi. Yes, we're going on a very important quest, and we're going to need, like, your best stuff.
Like, little dollar signs. Like, magically show up in her eyes, and she's just like, oh, the best.
Yes.
Sounds like you're going on quite the quest.
Oh, well, we're just gonna, you know, defeat an evil wizard that's taken over an entire city-state, as you do.
Oh my goodness, you really are going to need our strongest potions.
I know. Because between you and me, our group assignment didn't have a healer in it, so...
Mm. And she immediately starts walking the other way that she was walking before.
Mm-hmm.
And she leads you to a section that's like just like kind of like health and wellness vibes. And she pulls out like a tray of like various different potions. Most of them do very similar things, but the packaging is all different. And the ones that are in the nicer packaging cost more.
Yeah. Now, are these brewed with elf fruit or with soursop? Those are very different, and I need to know what we're getting into. Do you have an ingredients list?
She pulls it out. It's made with neither. They're made with witch hazel.
Ooh, witch hazel? Really?
I mean, we also sell ingredients if you're looking for a more catered experience.
I mean, witch hazel's fine, I guess. It's just not, like, as powerful as, say, a pixie flower and elf fruit infusion. But, I mean, we can go with this. This is fine.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that you, like... And she, like, looks at you and is like, you actually... You are way more educated about this than I thought that you were. Most of the people who come in here have no idea what they're talking about. And she leans down and unlocks a cabinet underneath the like display case cabinet and pulls out some less nice looking packaging, but from the look of it and like not the smell, but the way that the potion is interacting in the vials, you can tell that this is the good shit.
Hell yeah. That's it. We'll take as many of those as you have.
Well,
can we afford as many of them as they have?
Do you want to die? Because I don't want to die.
No. No, I don't want to die. But we only have so much gold.
You know what? I think it's really smart to not want to die.
See, she doesn't think it's smart to want to die.
It's not, but we only have so much gold.
I'm aware of our financial situation.
Of course you are.
Oh, look, they have a cloak that'll look just darling with your ensemble. And it's not green.
Okay.
Oh my god, you have such a great eye. And she pulls it down.
I do.
And she also goes, oh my god, there's actually something we just got in that would go amazingly with it. And she like kind of scuttles off to the back and comes back with just like a rolly like thing filled with like magical like armor and cloaks and like scabbards, a bow, wands, things like that.
Amazing. Oh dear, these are going to be so good. Let's get started. And I think we can just sort of like eclipse through the
shopping
the
montage.
Yeah, yeah.
You better work. Cover girl. Work it, girl. Give it to
And by the end of it, Sapphire has bought a new magic item for everyone and some really good potions.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I think as we're leaving, Sapphire hooks Thea's arm in hers and is like, okay, so who are we voting off first?
I don't think that's how this works.
What do you mean you don't think that's how it works? Isn't that like,
I feel like
one person stands alone at the end? Isn't that how one of these shows go?
Do you want to face an evil wizard all by yourself?
I mean, I probably could, but
I don't.
I'm the best at magic, remember?
You are. I'm not arguing with you on that part. But it doesn't hurt to have other people to help you.
When is the voting off, do you think? Do you think it's after the wizard, then?
Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't see what the point of voting anyone off before we get there would be.
All right. So you want to, like, hold on the deciding who to vote off? Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, I'm assuming you have thoughts?
Well,
already?
Either Bane or the moth person.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Look. Biggest Stevis has muscles, and he would be great to hide behind.
That's not a bad point.
And there's a great view from the back.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
The moth person is getting dust everywhere, and Bane kind of depresses me.
You can magic the dust away.
Yeah, I can. Should I have to?
What? You do realize there's going to be dust in a lot of places, probably, right?
That wasn't on the spec sheet that I was given.
Okay. We are going to be outside for probably a decent portion of this.
And that's why I just bought one of those magic cabin things. So we could sleep inside, like, sentient beings.
Sleeping outside isn't that terrible.
Just because you spent like the first 20 years of your life in a forest.
It was not 20, it was like 16.
So many years. And I think this is at the point where we pull up to the pub and we can probably cut.
I love that we're going to be glamping. This is great.
Goddamn right. I'm not going to sleep outside. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you want to do food buying or rumor mill next?
We can do food buying.
Okay. So we open up to Biggest Stevus and Mothman just walking down the street, and Biggest Stevus is like, so I'm definitely going to vote for Sapphire. I just don't trust her. I just don't trust her. Who are you going to vote for?
What is voting?
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like we're close now. We're like siblings now. I don't really know. I feel like we vote for who we think is the cutest. So that's my vote right now.
If the Mothman is going to be completely honest, as we are, like siblings, the Mothman does not find humans cute.
Not yet.
Fair, I suppose that could change. But you're also fleshy.
Biggest Evas thinks that's part of our charm. And he just shoves someone on the street. He just pushes them over.
If you get stabbed, what is to protect the flesh from getting cut?
Bro, my muscles.
So your muscles are much like my exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Then I suppose I would vote for you, as you have the most muscles.
That is maybe the nicest thing anyone has ever said to Biggest Stevus. Can I get a hug?
Of course. And I think Mothman just, yeah, like awkwardly gives a side hug because you're still walking.
You smell like old shirts.
Thank you. I did have an old shirt for breakfast yesterday.
I love your culture. So I feel like we show up. It's a seaside port, so I think we're going to get some like seafood. But we have some strict limitations here.
Well, dried fish, I think, is chill. I don't think...
You know what? Biggest Stevus... Yeah, doesn't consider fish meat. So I think that's totally fine. That's well within everyone's like dietary preferences. And none of the fish are called gluten. So they're gluten-free.
Perfect.
And so just fish. You're buying just fish?
Yeah. Just a whole bunch of fish. No gluten.
No gluten, no dairy.
Excuse me, fishmonger. Can I get some fish? No gluten, no dairy.
Yep, 100%. That's what Biggest Stevus asks. And I feel like that's something that can be fulfilled, oddly enough.
And Mothman just stands there next to Biggest Stevus and just gives like a nod. Like, yes, this is what we are here for.
I'm just imagining the fishmonger like coming back with one of those like giant tunas and just like tossing that onto the counter and like being like, yeah, this is what you asked for. Like, you asked for fish. This is fish.
So this is going to last like 8 days, right?
I mean, if you know how to cook it all, then yeah. This is my fishmonger voice.
it's very mongery. And suppose maybe someone just doesn't know how to cook it. Could I get that done here with you now?
Yes, but it will cost you coins specifically.
Don't worry about it. Let the Mothman handle this. Let me practice what I have learned. Yes, how much will this cost us?
To preserve and carve and everything, 14 gold pieces.
Make it 16.
Okay.
Biggest Stevus gives you a fist bump.
The Mothman is excellent at bargaining.
The fishmonger is just perplexed and just happy to get the coin. Just immediately is like, I mean, all right. But you know what? He's also a good, kind-hearted man, and he will actually put in like the effort to make sure that everything is like nicely preserved. Some of it is actually given to you in like a cute little like bento box like arrangement. But yeah, it is all prepared, and you get like a sack instead of just a giant fish for Biggest Stevus to carry. It's now a sack to carry over his shoulder.
Well, fishmonger, I think this is all we needed. Want to say, just, you know, keep on keeping on, and Biggest Stevus is out there for you. You're wonderful and unique.
Thanks, and then, man.
And they walk away, and he kicks them into the ocean.
There goes the finest man I've ever met in my life.
I think Mothman looks at like the position of the stone and is like, oh, we should hurry back. Is it okay if I carry you?
Like fireman style or like baby style?
I think Mothman just nods.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then lifts Biggest Divas up bridal style.
Ooh.
Just
ooh, the romance flies, we didn't think we needed.
Flies over all the buildings to the pub.
Hell yeah. Biggest Divas nuzzles in and goes for like a quick, like 2-minute nap.
You're like resting your head beautiful on the fish bag.
Yeah. You're so warm and fishy.
Oh, the fish thing is warm? That's not good.
No, Mothman is warm.
Okay.
Mothman is covered in fur.
Got it.
Is it. If it's a moth, is it fur or hair?
I think it's hair.
You're so hairy. Fur? I love it.
Hair. Yeah, hair. Let's say hair.
Let's say hair. That sounds very gross. I'm into it. All right. I guess we go to Bane. Where do you get your rumors from?
I get my rumors from my wizard friends. There is a private club underneath the Judge's Bones that's wizard entrance only. You have to know like a secret knock to get in. And Bane, you know, casually goes in, does the like the secret knock and the secret code word, which is, I'm here to do wizard shit. And the little like slide opens and the person at the door looks at Bane and does a quick double take, and Bane holds up a hand over the lower part of her face.
Oh.
And then the person goes, ah, and opens the door and lets her in. And she goes to find her friend, Pamela.
Okay.
Cora, I think you're legally obligated to be Pamela.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I thought I'd throw in some Batman and Robin connections in here, so we're not just beautiful operating within the Nolanverse.
Rick Grayson.
Oh, no, I killed him.
Yeah, oh, no, he died? Okay, perfect. Long we establish that, we're all on page.
There's a dartboard in this place. It's mostly books. It's mostly books and, like, maybe like a like an old Pac-Man machine, but there's also a dartboard, and like in the center of the dartboard, one picture is Rick Grayson. His face has been eliminated. Mm-hmm. He's dead. He's dead now. But there is like a picture right beside it now on the bullseye, and it's a picture of Saria Makov. Makov Saria? Saria Makov. And some wizards are throwing darts at it.
Yes. So I think you find Pamela in like a back booth with her girlfriend. They are definitely making out as you approach, but quickly Pamela will pull away as you like get closer. Bane.
I'm Bane. And yes. Like that's it's an inside joke. You guys know that this is just how Bane is. Bane sits down and puts up two fingers to order the usual.
Mm-hmm. Quinn, why don't you go have fun with somebody else? I'll be done in a little bit. After, like, Quinn extricates herself and...
It's awkward. All
right, just give me 1 second.
He gives a small wave.
Crawls yeah, over the table, like, awkward. Steps over yeah. the booth to, like, step yeah, over just, where Bane has sat second. Down.
Sorry, excuse me, sorry.
And she, like, reaches over and, like, grabs, like, a drink and, like, the peanuts off the table and is like, I'm gonna need these. And then, like, reaches over and picks up a knife as well and then just walks off.
Classic Quinn. Bane pulls her hood down. Her hair looks great today. She knew she was going to be on Magic Mouth. But again, maskless on the bottom, sunburnt as well.
Haven't seen you around here in a while.
No, I've been suffering.
Oh, so the usual.
Well, additional suffering. I've been betrayed.
Oh no, honey. Who hurt you? Do I have to wrap them in vines and strangle them for you?
Could you do that? That would be wonderful.
I mean, I could. It was sort of like a metaphorical strangling, but...
Bane picks up a knife that was on the table and, muttering under her breath to make sure that the magic is, like, that it actually flies true instead of embarrassing herself as if it missed, she guides the knife to land directly in the middle of the Makov picture on the dartboard. She puts her head down on the table and says, "He stole my mask."
Oh, honey. I think she'll reach across, like, the move and shift to give you a hug.
It was extremely painful.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
And no one cared so who I was until I played on.
Oh, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna get your mask back, okay? You are a strong and powerful wizard.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Without your mask, you are.
Okay.
You don't need a mask to be a badass. I know you.
I mean, I do need it to tether me to the mortal plane, but, I mean, I don't need it to be strong so I can get it back.
You can. You can get it back. I believe in you. What can I do to help?
And, like, Bane takes, like, a second to, like, take some, like, deep, stuttering breaths and calm down.
Pamela pats you on the back. Like, orders you another drink.
Pamela, you notice that your hand is now covered in dust. By, like, sparkle dust.
Where have you been? Have you been down in Eddie's place again?
No, I have a new found family.
So quickly.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't tell you. I'm gonna be on Magic Mouth.
You are! Oh, that's... wonderful. Tell me all about it.
Oh, I mean, nothing has happened yet, but I'm at my team and they all seem pretty gung-ho about seeking vengeance with me, which is amazing because that's really all I want right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There's a himbo. There's a mothman. There's a girl who's going to do my makeup. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also another girl who wears all green.
She has good taste, clearly.
I thought you would like her.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, so far so good. I mean, I've had to adjust, and she pulls out her spreadsheet, some things, but vengeance can still be mine.
Hell yeah, it can.
And she flips to another page, and it's clearly, like, questions for Pam written out on it. Have you heard anything since he went back to Gothant?
Information out of Gothant City has been a little bit sketchy, but I've heard some things through the grapevine.
Ha.
Nice.
What do you need to know?
How many strong is he? And has he managed to eliminate the ruling family?
From what I've heard, at least one of the ruling family is still alive. I know he's keeping Princess Eternia captive.
Oh, but he killed the rest. Oh, shit.
I don't know about... there might be some people still in the dungeons. I've heard some rumors about, you know, torturing his way through one by one. So, it might be a bit... but there's at least one alive. And fairly sizable army. You're going to have to...
Are they unionized?
They are unionized.
Oh, damn.
Not one of the best unions. I don't think they offer vision.
Oh, okay. All right. Weak spots, and, yeah.
Oh, and they don't know about breaks. So they might not be very well rested, at least.
Oh, I like that. We can exhaust them.
Exactly.
Has there been any word about the other artifacts that he needs?
I believe he's 3/4 of the way collected. There's like 3 more things he needs to grab.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been busy.
Oh, God. And the last item. Do you know where we could find it?
The last item. He's still missing the scepter, the orb, and I think, a skull, I think? Like a jeweled skull? That's Ooh. In the Underdark. I know that much.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. Because if we can get something he wants, he might just have to come to us and then we can set the stage.
You were always the best at planning.
Bane's lower half is already red, but the rest of her face blushes to match the sunburnt section of her face. I just can't believe that he would betray me like this. I didn't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think he would go this far.
That's always the ones that hurt the worst when you don't see them coming.
I think I'm going to rip his heart out.
Good start.
I want to break him. Not just his body, but his soul. Do you have any suggestions?
You find the thing he loves the most and you destroy it. In front of him, preferably.
So a mirror facing him.
Ooh. I like the way you think.
This is good. And I assume the drinks have arrived in the meantime.
Yep.
Bane's drink is a Shirley Temple. And Bane just shoots it. Drains the whole thing.
Oh, we're going to need another one of those. Like 2 or 3. Just
Bane around. Just swirls the fingers in the air.
Yeah. Just keep them coming.
I took Bane for a dark and stormy gal.
You'd think. Bane is a wizard of many layers and complexities.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bane can't just be encapsulated by one shadowy shtick. But yeah, Bane is going to, after the third Shirley Temple, is going to be like, I'm being such a jerk. I'm letting my potentially life-ending adventure come before. How are you doing? How are you and Quinn working out? Are you guys doing good? You guys fine?
Oh, we're doing marvelous.
From across the bar, you hear, yeah, we're doing great.
Just eavesdropping the whole time.
Yeah, we're doing wonderfully. We've got a trip planned soon.
Well, don't go to Gothant. I'm probably going to blow it up.
Heavens no, we have been there and done that. And it leans in, her ex is there.
Oh, do you want me to,
Oh, yeah, if you see him, just, like, stab him a couple times for me.
Do you see him? Give him this for me. And she comes over with a broken beer bottle and just, like, hands it to you.
Bane takes it, like, tenderly, and, like, it disappears into her robes. Bane has acquired broken beer bottle.
She's like, and she, like, backs away with a stabbing motion.
Bane, like, mimics the motion to, like, try to get it right. She's like, yeah, I got this. I can stab someone with a beer bottle. Or I can get one of my party to stab him with a beer bottle. Well... And she pounds back the next 2 Shirley Temples that have arrived, and she says, I've got to go meet the rest of my gang. I don't even think they know how we're getting there. They seemed very focused on the accolades and not so much on the murder and destruction to come. So I think we have to go level... I have to go set some expectations, mayhaps.
Smart. Get everything laid out first, and then you've got this. I'm pulling for you.
And she puts a hand, white hand, and puts it on yours and says, He will die with his city.
Oh my God.
Destroy them all, hon.
she steals whatever you were drinking and shoots it and then goes upstairs.
Oh, it's this like gigantic fruity cocktail.
She grabs your coconut Mai Tai.
Yeah,
and just, she needs two hands to hold it up and just shoots it somehow. She is a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Quinn comes back with that. Corey, what's the? I don't know if you know the name of the drink, but that one drink that has the fried chicken in with it.
What? I think that was just a I think it was just a Bloody Mary with a bunch of stuff stuck on it. It might have been a Caesar too.
Maybe
like a Caesar with sticks in it with like a burger,
yeah, with like and a some burger and some fried chicken shit on top. Yeah,
just the whole ass fried chicken. Either way, Quinn comes back with that and is like, "So who are you going to vote off?"
Oh well, I have to see the cast list first. I'm not going to just. It's definitely not going to be Bane.
I meant Bane. Bane, who are you going to vote off?
Bane looks very confused and says, why would I vote anyone off? I need all the resources I can get. Even if they're... can I abstain? I would prefer to have them all with me so that they can help me get vengeance.
I don't know if the producers would like that.
I'm sure the producers would love more carnage at the end. Blood sells.
Carnage is here. Who invited him?
There's a wizard in the back.
Now Marvel also don't sue us.
There's a wizard in the back named Carnage with a K. He's also drinking Shirley Temples. Just no one's sitting near him. Anyway, Bane kind of takes a second to think about it and then says, I will vote off the one in green. She has not shown any desire for blood yet. So, I mean, should things change, that would change. But again, I need resources here. I'm only doing the show. And, like, she kind of turns to look at what I assume is, like, the bard just, like, following them. Just, like, leans in and is like, I'm only doing the show so that I can get my revenge.
The bard is just like, don't look at me, I'm not here.
And then Bane is like, I mean, I choose the one who will give us the least amount of active entertainment. She slurs her words and starts making her way towards the door to lead up to the actual bar.
Give him hell, hon.
And as she like butt checks the bouncer who didn't recognize her out of the way, she like pushes the door open and has two middle fingers in the air and then goes upstairs. And you hear like in the distance, I will be his reckoning! Like as
she
goes up the stairs.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Welcome to this episode of Just Roll With It. This arc, we are featuring Behind the Magic, a fantasy mockumentary / reality show style RPG created by Randy Lubin. You can pick up a copy for yourself at diegeticgames.com/behindthemagic. Thank you also to our friends Steve and Devon for joining us on this arc. You can find Steve at DMSteve on Twitter and as part of the Asians Represent podcast and Twitch stream. And you can find Yvonne on Twitter at Gremlin Noises or on Instagram for lots of cosplay stuff at YTristani. You can find Corey on Twitter at InvulnerableTide, Instagram at TheInvulnerableTide, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. You can find Peter at The Chaotic Super on Twitter, Patreon, and itch.io. And you can find me, Kelsey, at Islanders Caper on Twitter, Instagram, itch.io, TikTok, and probably a bunch of other places. You can find the podcast social media at Roll With It AP on Twitter, Instagram, Redbubble, and TikTok, or at Just Roll With It on Ko-fi. We are also in the progress of moving and updating our website, so hopefully we'll have some updates on that one for you. The music you are hearing now is by HR41 on Pixabay. Join us in 2 weeks as we continue on this adventure to defeat the evil wizard Zarya Markov and see how things go as our party descends into the underworld. Until then, don't forget to just roll with it.